Wisconsin's moratorium on new nuclear plants dates back to 1983, a few years after the core meltdown at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant in Pennsylvania. That incident changed the national outlook on nuclear safety. Advocates of dropping the moratorium say those concerns never materialized, and nuclear technology is getting safer and more efficient all the time. John Orth sat on a special study panel that looked at nuclear power.
If we expect to have nuclear energy available as an option for us in 10 years from now, we need to send the message to the nuclear power and the utilities and nuclear power industry that Wisconsin is an available option.
But Democratic Representative Chuck Benedict, who also sat on the study panel, stressed that the moratorium itself is actually conditional. It says before a new plant can be built, it must be shown to be economically advantageous, and a federal nuclear waste repository must exist.
The proponents for building new nuclear plants have not come up with solutions to these problems of cost and waste. So they are now attempting to change the laws and obtain federal subsidies and guarantees to build new nuclear power plants in Wisconsin.
This is an issue that splits party lines. While many Democrats side with Benedict, others favor nuclear power as a way of reducing the CO2 emissions that come from coal-fired power plants. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.